Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, Mike, just looking back over the last month or so, I'd like to kind of highlight some big news in each of our markets, and also maybe a little bit of news that might be kind of heartwarming and important to the local communities.
All right. It sounds wonderful. I'm ready. Let's hear it.
All right. So as you know, you're right up in this neck of the woods, but the transformation to Blythewood that's been taking place with Scout Motors is just incredible to see and to drive past. And the initial investment was over $2 billion. Just over the last month, you know, Scout Motors is making an additional investment of $300 million in South Carolina for a supplier park on the site and an additional 1,000 jobs. This is a huge investment right here in Columbia.
Well, it is. And you're right. That's my neck of the woods, Blythewood. And I can tell you that pretty much everybody that lives out here are going to be glad when it's all finished.
Okay, good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so something just kind of light and heartwarming in the Columbia area was I read that the AC Flora High School girls tennis team won the 2025 Belton Hall of Fame Classic. And just the history that Belton has as just kind of it's grown into be like the capital, the tennis capital of South Carolina. It's a very small town in the upstate, but has really played an incredible role in promoting tennis throughout the years here in South Carolina.
Well, I'm a tennis fan, so that's good news to me too. All right, let's keep moving across the state.
Yeah, so Greenville, there was a groundbreaking last week for an Isuzu North American Corporation groundbreaking. And they're building a 1 million-square-foot production facility in Piedmont, South Carolina. So what are they doing there? They're building trucks, medium-duty truck lineup, including also an electric vehicle. So yeah, I've talked to people about South Carolina. I was away, you know, traveled internationally during the summer. And it's just the lineup that I can say, you know, to people is like Final Assembly, Boeing, Mercedes, Volvo, Michelin, BMW, now Isuzu. It's just incredible what's going on in terms of major manufacturing here in the state.
Yeah, I guess we're an automotive state for sure now.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue on with the theme of something, you know, kind of small and heartwarming in the upstate is that they announced plans that it has been completed for Greenville's first inclusive playground. It opened in Cleveland Park. It's a 10,000 square foot. And I just want to compare it to in 2019 here in Columbia, we opened up Leo's Playground out in my neck of the woods out in the Irmo area. Leo's Landing as a playground has become a destination playground for people from around the region and around the state. It has been that successful. There's been a $1.7 million expansion to Leo's Landing. So in 2022. So I just think it's just a very important part of the community to have places where young families can go, especially ones with special needs. And to talk a little bit about Charleston, so over the past month, the city council has, you know, moved to go ahead with a long discussed battery extension project. We all know what the battery is on the south shore of the peninsula. And it's a historic, apparently, you know, built in the 1800s. And it's long served as a protective wall and a symbol of Charleston. So moving forward, I don't know if there's really much more of an important investment in Charleston is just to this battery extension project to protect the city against, you know, the current and future flooding issues. One quick little thing, a little, you know, small bit of news out of Charleston, but was an announcement that Breeze Airways has launched an international flight to Cancun. And these are just milestones for our state. You know, it's the airline's first international destination. And it's really Charleston's first inaugural connection to the Caribbean. So big news, small news, all really important news here in South Carolina.
Well, Alan, as always, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.